This is our returning champion, Tim Holleran from Black Rock, Connecticut. Stand by to see Tim play for a junior Lamborghini valued at $12,900. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,267 for $530. Passion prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Hayes.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have you with us. Thank you for joining us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion from Black Rock, Connecticut. This is Tim Holleran. Hello there, Tim.
Hello, Jim.
Fine musician and a very bright gentleman. Tim, let's see where you stand now. You have passed on some nice items. Keep putting your money in the bank. You're up to $299 in your bank account now. Jay was mentioning that mini Lamborghini, very unusual little car there. You need a win with just $41 more. That would get you up to $340, which you need for that. Next thing up the line is a trip to the Virgin Islands, and that's worth $15,000. So you're up to some good stuff there. Ready to go?
Sure am.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce, I'm sure, a couple of fine challengers. Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Got some good people for us, I trust?
Sure do. She faces a new challenge every day from Skokie, Illinois. Give a warm welcome to Lenore Bernstein.
Hi there, Lenore.
And he rules alone in Congress from Nashville, Tennessee. Say hello to Chipmunk.
Hello there, Chip. You're a little late with some bargains. You're not putting me over that name, right? Okay.
You must get kidded about that, Chip.
Never, Jim, never.
Never, never, never. But did Summer make a mistake? She said you mule around in Congress.
Well, I helped my boss out in Washington pass the world-famous Mule Appreciation Day bill.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just this year.
And we have been enjoying it ever since. I mean, you really
right.
did.
You really did. This fall.
Shows that you can get things done there in Washington.
For a change.
Nice to have you here. Lenore, you face a new challenge every day.
I sure do, Jim. Every morning I walk into a junior high school as a substitute teacher, not knowing which of the 15 subjects I'm going to be teaching that day.
Yeah, that's tough as a substitute. Sounds like good work, though. Interesting, I'm sure.
Never dull.
All right, nice to have you here. Glad you could spend some time with
good
us. Good luck
here.
To all three of you. We'll start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show gets to do some great shopping as the champion. Let's get started. Who played the title role in the 1977 hit movie, Oh God? Tim.
George Burns.
George Burns it is. $5 for the correct answer, and Tim goes to 25. What does it mean if the groundhog sees his shadow on... Chip?
That the winner's going to last longer.
That's right. Six more to be exact, but more winners what we wanted. You've got $5 in the fourth side as well to 25. What government flew a flag known as the Stars and Bars? Tim.
The Confederacy.
Nicely solved. The Confederacy it is, and champion goes back into the lead. What geometric shape describes the kind of dance you do at a hoedown? Chip?
Square dance.
Square dance is what? That's the geometric shape we wanted. Chip ties Tim for first place again at third. Come on, Lenore. They're just beating you to the buzzer there. What game do you win by achieving checkmate? Chip?
Chess.
Chess it is, and Chip goes into the lead. And a great time to go into the lead because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead gets to buy bargain merchandise. Chip? You have a $5 lead over the champion. It's up to you. You could buy this.
Chip, your decor will really blossom with this elegant decorative bowl. A stunning work of crystal, exquisitely crafted with a delicate floral design, furnished by Gary's Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $550. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, Chip, beautiful, beautiful crystal. Your first opportunity to buy something. And if you bought this $550 crystal for just the value of one question, you'd be in a tie with the champion.
I don't know, Jim.
Well, I'd like to start you off early. Do you like this for yourself, or do you want to give it to somebody?
I like it, but sometimes my friends call me Cheap instead of Chip.
Cheap? No. Well, I tell you, they never call me Cheap because I just reach in my pocket and say I'll also give you $200 in cash.
Oh,
$750 bargain for the value of one question. Going once, going twice. He's going to buy. Detroit the crystal. $200 in cash. Cost you just $5. We knock it off your score. And you are at 30, tying Tim and Lenore just two questions behind. This actor was probably best known for his 1931 film role as Frankenstein's monster. Tim.
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff it is, and the champion goes into the lead by five. In 1980, the state of Washington witnessed the violent eruption. Chip?
Mount St. Helens.
Mount St. Helens it is, and Chip and Jim bouncing back and forth. They're in a tie again. Who wrote the famous line, quoth the raven, Tim?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Quoth the raven, nevermore, Poe it is, and Tim beats Chip to the buzzer this time. Well, that's the signal now for the Fame Game. We're playing for a pick of the Fame Game board players. A lot of information about a famous character. I am a fictional character who made my debut in All-Star Comics in 1941. I was created by William Morstan, inventor of the lie detector. I have the beauty of Aphrodite, the wisdom of Athena, the strength of Hercules. Tim?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is right. Yes, indeed. Tim, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers, as well you know, you'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I'm going to stay with number four, Jim.
And behind number four, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
Well, that's unusual. You live on shore by the beach in Connecticut.
Yes, I do.
That's a $369 item. That is yours to keep. Again, no matter how you finish in the game. Interesting there. The gentleman who created Wonder Woman also invented the lie detector. We'll be right back. Gentlemen have been bouncing back and forth, and right now the champion enjoys a one-question lead. Tim at 40, Chip at 35, Lenore not out of it at 20, back with us for five. The French phrase meaning according to the fashion describes a scoop, Lenore?
In vogue?
A scoop of ice cream on pie. I'll have my pie in vogue. No, a la mode. A la mode. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Lenore, so I am about down to 15. The title of the traditional graduation march is Pomp, Tim?
Pomp and Circumstance.
You probably played that a few times, too. Pomp and Circumstance it is. Champion's got a $10 lead. You have a large collection of first day covers. Chip?
A stamp collector.
That's what you're doing. You're collecting stamps and chip again within one question of Tim. What is the four-letter word for molten magma after it erupts? Tim?
Lava.
Lava from a volcano. And Tim goes to 50. Well, Tim, now, you've got the lead. You've got yourself a $10 lead, and we've got a very nice item here.
Tim, come clean on wash day with a little help from Frigidaire's Skinny Mini Laundry Center. A family-sized washer and dryer in one compact cabinet with a water miser control and flowing heat drying system furnished by Frigidaire. This great laundry pair is normally priced at $750, but today on sale of the century, features for only $11.
Very nice.
Bargain.
Guys, you're doing great. What'd you say, Tim?
I could clean up on that.
I could throw up on that.
Right.
No, I'm not. Forget it.
Put it up.
See what happens when you guys become friends there over the last week. Tim, $750. It would cost normally $11. You've got a $10 lead. I will knock a dollar off the price. You can have it for $10. You'd be in a tie with Chip. And just to make up for making fun, I'll give you $100 to buy soap. $850 bargain, you'd be in a tie. Going once.
Go
going twice.
No, sir.
I missed it.
He's going to get me. A drummer who missed it. Wonderful. She hangs on to the $10 lead. Back with us. What is the name for the group of animals which includes gorillas, chimps, and gibbons? Tim?
Apes.
But not monkeys. They are indeed in the ape family. You're right. Good job on that, Jonah 55. The two most popular types of this home entertainment device are known as Beta and VHS. Tim?
Video cassette recorder.
You are right. The champion beginning to make a move pulls into a $20 lead now. In what European city will you find the historic Checkpoint Charlie? Chip?
London.
No. Checkpoint Charlie, Berlin. East or West Berlin. And you lose five for the incorrect answer, down to 35. How many chambers are there in a mammal's heart? Tim?
Four.
He's got a lot of knowledge on a lot of different subjects. You are right. Four it is, Tim, to 65. In the town in North Carolina where the Wright brothers made their famous, Tim?
Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk is where they made their flight. You are right. Strong segment for the champion and a $35 lead. Talking about Kitty Hawk, it's interesting how air travel has changed. The 747 airplane now has a wingspan. The wingspan is longer than the entire first flight made by the Wright brothers. Where else do you learn these things? Well, I'm talking about our champion, Tim Holler. And Tim, I think, knows a little bit about... Where did you say the Wright brothers exactly were?
I believe the exact spot was called Kill Devil Hill.
If you had answered Kill Devil Hill, our judge would have turned white sitting over there. Tim, you're at $70. Chip at $35. Lenore at $15. Again, the fame game. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. Find that. We'll add it to your score. Famous place. I am an American Ivy League university, founded in 1746 as a college for men only. I was originally called the College of New Jersey. Chip?
Princeton University.
Did you go there?
I surely did.
You did? Hey, well, Chip, boy, it's good you got that one right.
That's right.
Chip, you got yourself a pick of the board.
Well, with Princeton, I got to go with number one.
And behind number one, we have Vertical Blinds. Louverdreux Vertical Blinds. Choose from over 100 new fabric colors and patterns. A modern window covering designed for easy care that rotates and traverses to control light and heat. Furnished by Louverdreux.
$500 worth of blinds. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And Chip, incidentally, when you said Princeton, the Ivy League number one, I don't want to throw you, but I went to the University of Pennsylvania, and you just lost, Chip. No, that's right. Incidentally, talking about Princeton, as Chip may know, fascinating, Nassau Hall at Princeton was once our nation's capital. In 1783, the Congress of the Confederation met there, and Chip knew that. Let's get back with this now. Sorry I didn't find a money card, but I hope you enjoy those blinds. Back with this. In the famous Civil War battle at Hampton Roads, name the two ironclad, Tim?
The Monitor and the Merrimack?
Yes, indeed. Those are the ships involved. You are right. From 10 years to 75. From the Greek for without a name, this word is used when an author's name is unknown. Lenore.
Anonymous.
Anonymous is what it is, and Lenore gets her $5 back this morning. Yes. The Lenore Bernstein Fan Club is heard from. Alice, Trixie, Ralph, and Ed were the main characters, Tim?
The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners is right on the Jackie Gleason Show, and Tim to 80. And Chip shaking his head there because he's got the knowledge, but Tim keeps beating him to the buzzer. Tim, you've stretched your lead out. You've got more than enough money for the mini Lamborghini. This is a fascinating thing. Look at this.
Tim, the next time somebody tells you to get lost, tell them you can't, not with an automotive navigation system. Features an easily mounted viewing screen that displays electronic road maps, shows your position, and guides you on the shortest route from the price of his toys. It's normally priced at $1,395, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that right? A navigation set. That is absolutely incredible. $1,395 it would normally cost. You can have it for $15. You have a big lead. If you bought it, you would still have a big lead. You would have a $30 lead if you bought it. So with that big a lead, Tim, I'm going to leave the price right where it is. If you want this fascinating navigation device, it's going to cost you $15. Going once.
What do they think of?
Going twice. No sale. He already knew his way home. We'll
be
right back. To stretch out his lead a little bit. Tim at 80, Chip at 35, Lenore at 20, but a long ways to go. Back with us. During World War II, which branch of the German military was called the... Chip?
The Air Force.
The Luftwaffe, I was going to say. Good anticipation. Air Force it is. Chip goes to 40. Name the arm of the Atlantic Ocean, which surrounds the islands of Guernsey, Jersey, and White. Tim?
The English Channel.
The English Channel is exactly right. And Tim to 85. His real name is Richard Jenkins, but we know him as the man who twice wed Elizabeth Taylor.
Richard Burton.
Richard Burton it is, as Chip beats Tim to the buzzer this time. $40 difference, but up on the board, a big $25 money card. If you're with us on our last show, you know that that was the difference for Tim to win. A famous person. I am an American business executive, born in Minnesota in 1892 and died in 1976. I worked in the Oklahoma oil fields and made my first million by the time I was 23. Instead of my first name, I used the initial J. Lenore.
J. Paul Getty.
That's right. J. Paul Getty it is. And Lenore earns herself a pick of the board.
Well, my three children each gave me different numbers. Since I can't satisfy them, I'll have to choose my own. I'll try 8.
And behind number 8, we have an answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone fault settings, and speakerphone from Green and Roberts.
Well, you didn't find any money cards, but that's a lovely card.
That'll make them all happy.
$289 worth. Yeah, the kids will enjoy that. Where were the three big money cards?
Behind the number 2, 9, and 5.
And now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Tim at 85, Chip at 45, Lenore at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Which European capital is known as the City of Light? Tim.
Paris.
Right. What kind of animals are the famous Austrian Lippensteiners? Tim.
They're horses.
Right. Name the man who for 48 years served as director of the FBI. Tim.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Right. In MASH, what nickname was given to Major Margaret? Chip.
Pilots.
Right. In what Gulf Coast state would you find the city of Galveston?
Chip. Texas.
Right. Which of our presidents married a woman named Mary Todd? Chip.
Washington.
Wrong. What was the name of Robinson Crusoe's sole companion, Tim?
Friday.
Right. Traditionally, what color slip do you get when you're fired? Chip.
Pink.
Right. What fabulous foursome starred in the movies Help and a Hard Tip?
The Beatles.
Right. According to legend, what saint charmed the snakes of Ireland in Chip?
St. Patrick.
Right. What does the L stand for in PLO? Lunar.
Liberation.
Right. You beat it. In Star Trek, what is the profession of a character called Bones? Tim.
He's a doctor.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Hawkeye State? Tim.
Iowa.
Right. Name the classical poet whose time is up, and Tim has won it with a big win. Back with the champion in just a moment. First of all, the president married to Mary Todd was Abraham Lincoln. We have to say goodbye to Chip and Lenore. And Chip, you did very well with the crystal, the blinds, the cash in front of you. You owe over $1,300 for one day. Congratulations. Lenore, I'm glad you got that answering machine with the cash in front of you. You're over $300. Thank you for joining us as well. Keep up the good work, teacher. But Tim is going shopping. Come on, Tim. Well, you easily got the amount of money that you needed. Congratulations, $120. You got back on the beam there this time. You're now up to a big total, $419. Easily you can afford to take this and leave us.
If you enjoy a little driving, then you'll love this fabulous Lamborghini Junior. With the same sleek aerodynamic design of its adult counterpart, with hydraulic disc brakes and a top speed of 28 miles per hour from Rodeo Coach. And this Junior auto, normally priced at $12,900, yours on sale of the century for only
$340. $340? It's the little car we're talking about. The little car is what we're talking about. All right. You look at the... Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yes. Right. You've got enough money for that very, very easily, as a matter of fact. You are so close. If you decided not to buy it, take your $419, put it in the bank, a win with just 26 more dollars. That's all you'd need. And this I know you would enjoy. Jay?
Make a big splash on your trip to the fabulous Virgin Islands. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 21 sun-drenched days in the sparkling Caribbean. Where you may swim, sail, snorkel, and dine on continental cuisine. This dream trip, normally priced at $15,000. Yours on Saint of the Century for only $445.
Now that's a great trip. That is a great trip. Didn't I just see you? Never mind. You have enough money for the little Lamborghini. That's $26 away. Interestingly, the way you've been going, you could maybe make a jump. You need just $111 more dollars added onto your $419. And on the next show, instead of the trip, you could take this.
Hit the road in style with the Audi 5000S. Featuring aerodynamic and mechanical design achievements for comfort, performance, and economy in a luxury automobile. Furnished by Allen Porsche Audi Limited. This car, normally priced at $22,267, yours on sale of the century for only
$530. $530 you could cost. You've already got $419, so another $111 you could have that. You could, at $640, take all of the prizes. $750 gets you all of the prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $86,000.
That is a total of $153,276 in cash and prizes. So, Tim, you're up in some big things. Take the little Lamborghini and leave. The trip to the Virgin Islands next, possibly the car. You think about it, we'll get your decision right after this. Tim Holleran, $419 in your bank account. Very easily, you can buy that little Lamborghini and leave us, or put the money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. Another $26 in the win, you'd have a trip to the Virgin Islands. Another $111, which you have done, and a win, you'd have this luxury automobile. Are you going to take the little Lamborghini and leave, or put your money in the bank and continue to try to win?
I'd
That car's really cute. I really love it. Sounds too much like a small plate of pasta, though. I don't think I'm going to go for it. I'm going to stick around.
No little Lamborghini. We'll put another $1,000 in a cash jackpot. $87,000 in cash, and all these lovely things might be Tim's on sale of the century.
Bye-bye.
Plate of pasta.
Prices are manufacturers.